I can speak for myself, and I think I can speak for the entire crew, which includes the Enterprise and Carrier Wing One on board. There was certainly a lot of excitement, a lot of buzz leading up to the days right when we deployed on Sunday. A lot of excitement. I had quite a few family and friends on the pier. As we got away, we actually got away exactly on time. And to be very clear, this crew truly gets it. They understand that they have the privilege to serve on board America's oldest and arguably greatest warship, an aircraft carrier that's lasted 50 years. And we are just finishing the final chapter of the ship behind 200,000 men and women, sailors, who have served on Enterprise before us.
And I think I recall reading as well that this is also the final deployment for the Vicksburg, which is also part of your group. Is that right?
That is exactly right. As we deploy as Enterprise Carrier Strike Group, that's comprised of the Carrier Enterprise, Carrier Air Wing 1, and her seven squadrons, as well as the cruiser USS Vicksburg and three guided missile destroyers, the James E. Williams, the USS Nitza, and USS Porter.
Now, as you said, this is a ship that's been in the water for the better part of 50 years, and it was originally built for the requirements of the 50s and 60s. One imagines that it's taken just Herculean efforts by the crew to get it ready and keep it ready for a modern battle space.
Well, I'll tell you, there's the crew aspect of it, and of course we're all mindful of those who have sailed Enterprise over the last 50 years. But truly, there's another group of unspoken heroes that sometimes are a little bit forgotten. And that's the professional shipbuilding and maintenance community that have taken care of USS Enterprise really over the last 53 years, when you go all the way back to when she was built, christened, commissioned, refueled a number of times, and then maintained. So not only could she safely sail, but be modern and relevant in even today's world.
Yeah, and I assume I'm not going out too far on a limb to say the capabilities of the Enterprise have changed for the better over that time. I was on board Naval Station Norfolk just last week for the Secretary's All Hands, and the Enterprise was just happened to be parked right next to the George H.W. Bush, which I think is your newest carrier. To an untrained observer like me, looking up from the waterline, they don't look a whole lot different. So that's a way of asking, after 50 years, how does the Enterprise stack up in terms of modern warfighting capabilities?
Well, I think it's a great statement to the relevancy of aircraft carriers for our nation. When you can maintain and operate an aircraft carrier that's 50 years old, that has been kept up to date compared to a five-year-old aircraft carrier, and when we deploy to our friends and coalition partners as well as our potential enemies, they do the same mission, they operate and look exactly the same. And as I said, what a phenomenal return on investment for the American taxpayer and for all of us who serve in uniform.
So given that fact, and I know it obviously wasn't your decision, but why retire it at this point? Is it just a matter of becoming more and more expensive over time to maintain and operate compared to some of the newer members of the fleet?
Yeah, there comes a point of some diminishing return. Obviously, this was a ship that was originally designed to last about 25 years. There is a finality to how much the fuel that is on board can last. That's not a real limitation for us right now, but I will tell you that we're getting every bit of good mileage out of the hardware that this ship has. And, as we operate her through this next deployment, it's probably time to let her retire gracefully for all that she's done. There is a cost to maintaining it. There was some amount of money that was put into her to go through an overhaul a couple years ago, and we're very fortunate to be able to get two full deployments out of her, the one that was done at the end of this past year, and then this final deployment, her 22nd deployment for our nation's history.
And to the extent that you can, Admiral, given the operational security issues you have, can you tell us something about what you're going to be doing, where you're going to be headed, how long your strike group's going to be deployed?
Well, we're planned for a 7-month deployment. We do know that we'll have some time in the 6th Fleet area of operations in the Mediterranean, and of course, we'll be eventually moving to the 5th Fleet area of operations. And as we've gone through our workups, we are prepared, very well trained to do the full spectrum of maritime security operations. And that includes everything that we do on an aircraft carrier strike group today, from freedom of the sea lanes, anti-piracy missions, the ability to project power if tasked by higher authority, presence missions to assure our friends and coalition partners, as well as deterrence missions by our presence for those who are potential enemies. So we are ready to do whatever is tasked to us. And I'm so proud of the entire crew on here. I know when asked, they, each and every one of them will do their duty.
That maritime security mission, I assume that's things like counter-piracy, counter-drug operations?
Absolutely, as well as humanitarian and disaster relief operations if required. You know, the beauty of an aircraft carrier strike group is still its speed, agility, and flexibility. You know, we talk about where we might go, and the truth is we're going to go where our nation needs us.
And this might be another one that's slightly out of your swim lane, but you know what? What's to become of Enterprise once you get back home? Might she get turned into a museum? What? Do we know at this point?
You know, we really don't know. And to be quite honest, there will be a fair bit of planning that goes through probably two phases. One will be a deactivation ceremony sometime after she comes back, and that'll effectively mean that the ship is not ready to go on any further deployments. And then eventually a decommissioning, which means she is truly taken out of service. And then there'll be a lot of hard decisions to be made about what will be done with the hull, the island structure, the flight deck, the whole 1,100-foot-long aircraft carrier.